ABC Radio Australia.
Staying in Fiji, where a bid by the country to become one of the newest members of the United Nations Human Rights Council has been criticised as a hoax and also as an exercise by the government to, quote, deceive Fijians that it has a clean bill of health on human rights. The comments were made by the outspoken former top Fijian diplomat, Robin Nair, who's previously been the Foreign Affairs Permanent Secretary before he quit last year. We're going to hear more from him in a moment. But first, two Pacific nations, in fact, have thrown their hat in the ring to be part of the UN Human Rights Council, with Marshall Islands hoping for a seat in 2020, while Fiji wants to begin its term next year. Yara Murray Atfield takes a look at what's involved ahead of a vote this Friday.
It's election time in Fiji, and on the other side of the world, another campaign for votes is underway. Fijian diplomats are lobbying for a seat on the United Nations Human Rights Council, and Suva's permanent representative to the UN in Geneva, Nazat Shamin Khan, says if they succeed, it will be a victory for the Pacific.
There has been no country from the Pacific Small Island Developing States on the council. We have in the Pacific important stories about the road to progress, the road to equality, the road to integrating human rights in relation to our development programs. These stories need to be told on the council so that it really is an inclusive institution.
At any one time, the Human Rights Council is made up of 47 nations, serving three-year terms on a staggered basis. The body is tasked with promoting and protecting human rights around the world. And for Fiji, the biggest human rights issue of the time is climate change.
Climate change has an important dimension for the future. It has a transformative effect on societies. And we are seeing this in the Pacific, particularly in the way that we are approaching displacement. That, I think, is a very important priority to have conversations about in the Human Rights Council.
Council seats are awarded on a regional basis, so Fiji is contending as part of the Asia-Pacific group, and spots will also be given to nations from Africa, Eastern and Western Europe, and Latin America. John Langmore is a former Labor MP in Australia who served as director of the UN Division for Social Policy and Development for 5 years up to 2001. Now the assistant director for research at Melbourne University's School of Government, Professor Langmore says UN positions are much coveted.
The opportunity to take part in the discussions about the rights themselves and the extent to which they're implemented is sought after by most countries in the world.
A year ago, Australia was elected to the Human Rights Council for a term beginning this year.
Some countries are particularly strong advocates of human rights. Others want to become members so as to defend their record of human rights. Australia's in both those categories, of course, because Australia is often an advocate of human rights, but it also has an abysmal record of human rights in relation to asylum seekers and a very inadequate one in relation to Indigenous peoples.
Fiji's human rights record also leaves room for improvement. The most recent findings published by the US State Department highlight reports of abuse by Fijian security forces, the stifling of freedom of expression, a compromised judiciary and problems of impunity and corruption. But despite those concerns, Permanent Representative Khan says Fiji is making progress.
I don't think there is a perfect country when it comes to human rights records. What I can say is that a country which deserves a place on the Human Rights Council is one which aspires to progress, substantive equality, substantive participation, and a true development of both civil and political rights and social, economic, and cultural rights. And I think that Fiji is such a country.
Although nations campaign on their human rights progress, in reality, Professor Langmore says seats on the council often go to those who are best at political manoeuvring.
Countries nominate themselves, and often there's not really an election because countries take turns, and if a country has already had a turn, then it knows that it's not likely to be selected.
The United Nations General Assembly will vote on council membership in a secret ballot on Friday.